Whether you are new to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is the place for the honest answers to your questions. Naturally Savvy with registered holistic nutritionist Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis on RadioMD.com.
April is Autism Awareness Month, so Andrea and I are going to talk about a book that I am involved in. It is called Easy to Love But Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, and True Stories. It was edited by myself and Tricia Blivin-Chazanoff, MA. There's a great Q&A with Henry Winkler, and the foreword is by Jennifer O'Toole, who is an incredible woman with Asperger's. Matter of fact, Andrea, she, her husband, and her three kids all have Asperger's syndrome.
Wow. Wow.
You know, what I want to know, Lisa, tell me a little bit about your book. What inspired you to be a part of it and to write some of it?
Well, you know, I wanted to share my mother's story. My mother had something called sensory processing disorder. Now, she never got a formal diagnosis, but she would spend hours in the dark and she couldn't walk on grass and she couldn't drive on the freeway because everything was too fast. And she had a lot of anxiety and nervousness. And she ended up getting depressed because, doctor after doctor just said, oh, you're just hysterical. It's all in your head. There's nothing wrong with you. Then I have a daughter who's exhibiting many of the same symptoms. And suddenly at 2.5, she got a diagnosis, her first diagnosis. She has a whole bunch of sensory processing disorder. And suddenly I thought, oh my goodness, that's what my mom must have had. And I talked to a bunch of OTs and they're the ones that diagnose it, or you can see a neurologist. And they all said, oh yeah, from all the things you're saying, it sounds like that's what your mom had. And so the idea of somebody going through their life, not being validated, not getting to share their story, and having to like pretty much live in shame and be embarrassed and not really understand themselves, have other people understand them, made me say, you know what, we need to do something about this. So I didn't want to write a whole book myself. So I thought, well, what could I do? So I thought, well, an anthology would be great, because then I could look at any type of invisible brain-based disorder. So it can be ADHD. It can be dyslexia. I mentioned there's a great Q&A with Henry Winkler. It can be autism spectrum disorder. And then I thought, well, also mental illnesses too, OCD, bipolar, huge, yeah. Depression. Anxiety. There's a lot of things. One thing I wish we had in here is PTSD, which we don't. So if we ever do another book, I think it's so important. And the other thing that I love about the book is that you've got half of the stories are by adults with these issues, and they get to share their own point of view. And then about half of the stories are by people who live or love people with these issues. And it's very interesting because, honestly, it's challenging for everybody. It really is.
No, it.
But there's so many great things, too. But anyway, so that's, I really just, you know, my heart breaks for my mother who died in her 50s of ovarian cancer and never got validated. So I really want other people to have a voice and feel safe and get it, you know, get acknowledged.
And what about your dad? How was it even as you living with your mom?
You know, it was interesting. I kind of feel like my dad was, and he and I have spoken about this. I kind of feel like he was kind of in his own world. He was very self-involved. He was a president of school board. He was a marathon runner. He was a singer and an actor in community theater, in addition to having a full-time practice as an ophthalmologist. And he wasn't home a lot. Like, he was like, oh, I got to go running. I got to practice my marathon. Oh, it's another rehearsal. And I'm like, okay, your wife is hiding in her room and we're her children taking care of her because she's kind of inept in terms of like the overwhelming emotions she had, and you're just kind of out doing your own thing. And he's apologized and he said I was selfish and I was young and this and that, but it's still really hard for the kids when one of the parents is sort of acting like there's nothing wrong and kind of just or not wanting to see it, maybe. Right
now, was it something that she obviously she was born with? Did it get worse as she got older because she wasn't diagnosed properly?
You know, it's interesting. That's something. I mean, all these are genetic issues, and there's a lot of people who argue about, well, my child wasn't autistic until they were 2 after a vaccine or this and that. But in my opinion, and I'm not negating other people's experiences, but my daughter, she came out and right away I knew there was something different. She had the alertness of a baby that was several months old at birth. She cried so loud and so often, they wouldn't let her stay in the nursery. Luckily, I'm at the hospital. Like, luckily, I'm the type that I wanted her with me. And then as a baby, if the wind blew on her face, she would cry. So I don't know for my mother. I know for my daughter, it's been since birth. And since then, she's gotten an ADHD diagnosis, something called NLD, and something called PDD-NOS, which is pervasive development disorder, not otherwise specified, which is sort of like if you take the autism spectrum, just go right above it. It's like you have some of the factors, but not enough to get the diagnosis. I call it like autism-ish. That's sort of what she has. And there are stories in the book by people who have PDD-NOS. And the other thing I want to mention, too, is that there's some great advice from experts who really can, you know, look at the essays and we ask them questions. And there's what's kind of cool is some of the people in the book who have the experiences and have these disorders are actually the experts themselves because they've been able to find ways to help themselves. And one of my favorites is Brian Leaf. Right. Yeah. And we've had Brian Leaf on the show and he used yoga and meditation for his ADHD and so or ADD. And I find it so interesting when you can learn from other people who've been there. And that's the whole thing. Like we all feel like we're alone in it, but we're really not. So it's kind of like a support group and advice and support all in one place. So I'm very proud of the book and, you know.
Well, no, I'm very proud of you that you wrote it. And definitely I think it's something that people who have these, what would you refer to them as? Are they disorders, disabilities?
Neurological issues. You know what's funny? Because I was torn, to be honest, about the title, Real, Not Easy to Love, But Hard to Live With. Although in some ways I thought that sounded kind of mean, but it's part of a series. There's Easy to Love But Hard to Raise about children. There's going to be Easy to Love But Hard to Teach, Easy to Love But Hard to Treat. I'm not involved with those. Do you? Okay, so I thought, well, it's hard to live with for the person living with it, and then it's hard to live with for the people who live with them. But the invisible disabilities, title. I don't see, I see it more as a challenge than a disability, but that's sort of the lingo that the publisher had used. And I mean, I definitely think that for some people, for my mother, it was definitely a disability. For my daughter, it's funny. She says she has learning differences. I haven't told her, you have ADHD, she has so many things. And for her, she just says, you know what? I learn differently and it's okay. And I react strongly to things and I'm sensitive and I just do the best I can. And again, it's raising that awareness. And if you think in your family might have one of these, it's a good idea to look into it and get some help so they don't, you don't feel overwhelmed. And they don't feel overwhelmed.
Now, do you think your daughter will be able to function in regular society or will she always need care?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, I think she's always going to be quirky. And I joke with my husband, she'll be living with us forever. I could sort of see her living with us forever, but going out and getting a job. But I don't know. I mean, kids can really change and grow. And like all the adults in this book, they all had their issues. You know, I was listening to Henry Winkler on another interview and somebody, the host said to him, oh, so you had dyslexia when you were a kid? And he said, no, I still have dyslexia. And as a matter of fact, I just did an interview on another show about adult ADHD. You know, it doesn't look the same. It's not about not being able to sit still. It's about not paying your bills on time, not getting to work on time, getting so bored with the mundane things that you have to do in certain jobs that you just tune out. But then having hyper-focus in areas that you're interested in. So there's some really great stories about adults with ADHD. And it helps with the misconceptions, too, I think, about, you know, people always ask, well, is your daughter going to outgrow these issues or do people? It's like, you will in some ways, and you're going to get coping skills. Like right now, I sort of help her self-regulate. But I think as she gets older, like the other day, this was impressive. She said to me, you know, Mommy, I know I interrupt a lot, but the thing is, if I don't interrupt you, I forget things really quickly. So I know it seems rude, but I need you to, if you're talking to someone else, I need you to say to them, my daughter has some learning differences. She forgets, she's going to interrupt. And otherwise, I'm not going to know what I said. And I thought, well, that's pretty mature to be able to be that self-aware, right?
Pretty insightful. Yeah, pretty insightful.
Right? So it's like advocating for yourself.
That is pretty, very, very intuitive. And she's in touch with herself, which I think is really amazing, right, for her. So, this is such an interesting topic, Lisa, and I think, you know, anybody who's listening and everybody who's listening should really go and buy this book. Lisa, tell everybody what the title is again.
Again, it's Easy to Love But Hard to Live With, Real People, Invisible Disabilities, True Stories. You can get it on Amazon. You can go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com and it's right there. But I do. People who've read it who don't even have people in their lives with these issues have been so moved and touched. And especially if you do have people or if you yourself are struggling to get encouragement and advice, it's a book of hope. And that's a really important message.
Well, I think at the end of the day giving anybody hope is amazing, right? So Lisa, congratulations on the book.
Thanks,
definitely
Andrea.
Everyone go and buy a copy. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Buy Lisa's book and stay well.